89.1 WEMU, good morning. David Fair stepping back in because it is 7:40 on a Thursday morning, and this is the time each week we dedicate to discussion of film and Hollywood. It is Cinema Chat. Filling in for Russ Collins today is the Michigan Theater Program Director. Amanda Bynum is with us this morning, and how are you? A little chilly?
It's okay. It's okay.
You know, never did I think, saying, you know what?
It's fine.
Five below zero.
It's fine.
Nonetheless, that seems warm as compared to the past couple of days.
I am not wearing a scarf wrapped around my mouth and nose. To me, that means it's okay.
I never thought I'd see the day where five below zero seems like perfect.
Sure.
In any case, it is Hollywood Awards season. I think we have the Golden Globes coming up on Sunday,
yep.
Right?
Yes, on Sunday, hosted by Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. So it's sure to be
They're funny. Forget the awards.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You just tune in for them. And for the fashion, can't deny it.
I can deny it.
You can. I can.
I absolutely can deny it. I would never go because I can't wear Levi's.
So. That's so true. I'm sorry.
In any case, but there's also all sorts of award nominations coming out in addition to the Golden Globes, which are about to finalize.
Right. And this is, you know, it's the road to the Oscars gets longer and longer, and it starts earlier and earlier. But there was the BAFTA Award nominations came out yesterday. That's the British Academy of Film and Television Arts. And the BAFTAs, every year there is a debate on whether the BAFTAs influence the Oscars, but that may not be the right way to look at it. It's the BAFTAs most closely resemble the Oscars because the votes are drawn from a wide cross-section from the film industry, which is different from the Golden Globes because those are voted on by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, you know, specific guilds like the SAG Awards or the Directors Guild nominations, which we'll also talk about in a minute. So the BAFTAs are they really resemble the Oscar nominations. So those of us who like
have
to
they
watch
been pretty close in who wins each year?
It's less about the winner and more about the nomination. And this is not the hokey, it's an honor to be nominated thing. That's not what I'm talking about. But, you know, when you look at who's nominated up for the BAFTAs up against who's nominated for the Oscars, those are a pretty close match.
So based on what are the films that are nominated at BAFTA for best film?
So this year, the biggest nomination receiver was Gravity, starring Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. It received 11 nominations, and 12 Years a Slave and American Hustle both received 10 nominations.
Interesting.
The biggest anomaly is the Liberace biopic Behind the Candelabra.
That was for HBO or Showtime,
right?
So
it never got
a
It never got a theatrical distributor. Money, interest, you know, subject matter, who knows all of the complicated calculus why no film distributor picked it up. But Showtime, I believe, aired it, and it got great critical acclaim. Everyone I know who has seen it says it's spectacular.
I saw it, and I enjoyed it immensely.
See,
Matt Damon in particular. I thought he was even better
than
Michael
Douglas. Well,
that's
the thing. Matt Damon got a Best Supporting Actor BAFTA nomination.
Huh.
So tons of people say it's great, but it's not going to be eligible
for
the
Oscars.
It's,
right.
You know, Golden Globes, Emmys, that sort of thing. So for but it is a film. It's a, you know, a film for TV at this point for us. But so it getting a nomination, it just sort of recognizes that it really was one of the year's greatest films, regardless of whether it was on TV.
And what about the Directors Guild? Where are they going?
So the Directors Guild nominations came out on Tuesday. And the funny thing about the DGAs is the lineup for the DGA nominations is almost never the same as the Oscar nominations. So this year, the Directors Guild nominated the directors of the films Gravity, Captain Phillips, 12 Years a Slave, American Hustle, and The Wolf of Wall Street.
So at least one or two of those is going to be absent from the Oscars list, in your
opinion. Yes, that's what I think. You know, lots of films left on the cutting room floor, as it were, directors, I should say. So, you know, no nomination for the Coen brothers for Inside Llewyn Davis, which a lot of people are saying is one of the best films of the year. You know, maybe they'll get the screenwriting nomination and not the director's nomination. You know, Captain Phillips is kind of on the fence on a lot of people's on a lot of people's lists, so Paul Greengrass could be left out.
Right, a lot of people thought that was a little exaggerated.
Oh,
perhaps.
Sure. Yeah. And you know, I think your safe bets are Martin Scorsese for The Wolf of Wall Street, David O. Russell for American Hustle, and Steve McQueen for 12 Years a Slave. We'll see how the others shape up.
We will see. Next week, we're certainly going to talk about the Golden Globe winners, and we'll figure out maybe if we're closer to determining the Oscars.
The Oscar nominations come out. They'll be announced next Thursday at 8:30 a.m., so we're going to just miss it to be on air.
Oh.
I know.
That's terrible.
It is. We could just do it live. We could listen and
We may have to move it to 8:40 next week.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
In any case, opening downtown this week, a movie that I am high on, or looking forward to seeing anyway,
I understand.
Is August Osage County.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. I think it looks spectacular. It's based on the Tony Award-winning play by Tracy Letts. It also won the Pulitzer Prize in 2008. It's got a huge cast. Meryl Streep plays the boozy, unstable matriarch of this Oklahoma family. Julia Roberts, Ewan McGregor, Benedict Cumberbatch, Chris Cooper,
Sam Shepard, and on and on.
Yes, I mean,
exactly.
You know, so many people are in this film. I think
and
it looks
truly works
awesome.
As an ensemble, as I'm told, in that nobody is trying to outshine one another, but they actually made this work as a collection of egos.
Yes. I don't know how anyone could outshine Meryl Streep, but I mean, it's brilliant casting.
Well, she is considered not only one of the best actors, but one of the most generous as well. Fellow actors love to work with her.
Yes. I just think it looks great, and I'm so excited that we get to open that at the Michigan Theater tomorrow on Friday.
And you mentioned Inside Llewellyn Davis. Now, I've seen a lot of the concerts that have been associated with this, and I've enjoyed every second of it, so I really can't wait to see it.
I know. This one looks great, too. It's the latest film by the Coen brothers. It follows a week in the life of a young folk singer in Greenwich Village in 1961. And the music is spectacular.
All produced by T-Bone Burnett.
Yeah, a lot of people are comparing it to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. Just in the music is nowhere similar, but it's the same kind of vibe. And Justin Timberlake is in the film, which is kind of wacky, but he's playing the folk thing. Carey Mulligan is in the film.
I hear
John Goodman
steals the thing.
Oh yeah, and Oscar Isaac is the lead character, Llewellyn Davis, and it's a star turn for him for sure. He's been in a couple of pictures, but always kind of in a supporting role.
And he's doing all his own singing, all his own guitar playing. Yep. And
this is definitely one to watch. And Inside Llewellyn Davis opens on Friday at the State Theater.
Well, what about at the Cinemaplexes this week? Any choices that are worthwhile?
Sure. So Lone Survivor, starring Mark Wahlberg, opens, tells the story of four Navy SEALs on an ill-fated covert mission.
Now, this is based on a true story.
Yes. And, it's directed by Peter Berg, who directed Friday Night Lights. It's got some solid actors in it. Doesn't look like something I'm going
to
go check out.
I just have to get behind anything that celebrates those courageous enough to go out and work on behalf of our country and our freedom. And
I don't disagree with that, but honestly, I'm kind of tired of it as a movie trope. Are they going to make it out? Well, they're probably going to make it out, or at least, four out of the five, otherwise they wouldn't have made the movie. Exactly. And then also, The Legend of Hercules opens. We don't need to talk about it.
Well, somebody might be interested. I'm
sure.
Just not.
So, The Legend of Hercules, son of Zeus, he's betrayed by his stepfather, he's got to fight his way back to the kingdom. So, I mean, it looks all right, blockbustery, post-holiday.
It's going to have big special effects and monster soundtracks.
Probably
and
some
else.
Shirtless men. So, if that's what you want to warm you up these days, check out the film.
Like I said, I'm out. Are there any special screenings this week that I should be aware of?
So many. We have a great variety of special screenings happening at the theater this week. One of the coolest things that's coming up is, and I actually heard one of your ads for it on my way in this morning, the Center for the Education of Women is kicking off their 50th anniversary of the center with a celebration of films by and about women, who actually make up less than 10% of Hollywood filmmakers.
That better change.
Absolutely. So they're having a selection of short films, and it's going to be emceed by Oscar-winning filmmaker Cynthia Wade.
Nice.
Her recent film, Mondays at Racine, I've seen a short portion of the film. It's really powerful and really uplifting. That's going to be the evening's anchor film, and Cynthia is going to be talking about her film, but also doing some introductions and framing on some of the other films in the program. That's on Tuesday, the 14th at 7 p.m.
That should be great.
And it's free. Completely free. They're even providing
free
popcorn.
They do want reservations, though, don't they?
Yes, they do. They would like you to register in advance. You can go to the CEW's website. Free popcorn. Let's not forget that, because our popcorn's really good. And CEW is providing that.
And moving to the other extreme, if you're all about excessive testosterone... Fight Club.
I was like, which one are we talking about here? Yeah, Fight Club is playing as the midnight film at the State Theater on Saturday. We have a family-friendly presentation of The Land Before Time, the super adorable dinosaur film. It's really short. It's a super short film. It's only 70 minutes.
That one's free too, right?
Yeah, that's free for kids 12 and under. So if you're looking for a way to, again, get in from the cold, we've got a great Korean film playing on Saturday as part of the Center for Korean Studies film series. There's just so much going on. Check out the Michigan Theater's website, michtheater.org, to see everything we're offering.
Amanda Bynum, thank you so much for filling in for Russ Collins today, and we'll look forward to our next visit. You guys are headed off to Sundance, aren't you?
Yes, we'll talk a lot about Sundance next week.
Looking forward to it, and then we're actually going to have a cinema chat where they call in and we'll have a live conversation from Park City, Utah. So make sure you always tune in for Cinema Chat. It comes your way at 7:40 every Thursday morning. It is a part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. For Amanda Bynum, I'm David Fair. And coming up next on Morning Edition, in Dallas, the city's police chief likes to post things on Twitter, and among the things